Morning, we'll call this land board meeting to order. We have the superintendent and the attorney general joining us by telephone. Sure, we've all had an opportunity to review the minutes. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
A second.
We'll give that one to the secretary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion passes. Let's go to the first action item.
First action item is Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Grant Marsh Wildlife Management Area Addition in Bighorn County. This is an acquisition of 425 acres, and the department is present for information.
Good morning, Governor, members of the land board. My name is Darlene Edge. I'm the lands program manager for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. As John pointed out, this is an addition to our Grant Marsh Wildlife Management Area, 425 acres. The property is located north of Harding, Bighorn County. The primary purpose of this acquisition is to conserve one of the largest blocks of intact riparian habitat remaining in the Bighorn Valley. The appraised value of this property is $1.52 million. The funding source will be 25% Habitat Montana and 75% PR. I want to point out that that 25% Habitat Montana is from the 2013 budget so that it doesn't conflict with House Bill 403. This project has received enormous amount of support. It's just been incredible. We did the environmental assessment January 24th to February 24th. We received 70 comments, 65 were in support. Those that were not questioned some of the weed management, but that weed management issue was on some Department of Transportation land where there's a wetland easement, and we will be acquiring that parcel from the landowner as well. One of the other questions was, why don't you do a conservation easement? And the reason we are not is because the landowner wanted to sell the property and not do a conservation easement. This property, this acquisition went before the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission last Friday, and they approved it unanimously. So with that, the department is asking your approval as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Is there any public comment?
Governor Bullock and members of the State Land Board, my name is Nick Gevock. It's G-E-V-O-C-K. I'm the Conservation Director for the Montana Wildlife Federation, and this really is a great project. This is this riparian habitat is very rich in for wildlife. There's multiple species down there, both game and non-game species. This will offer excellent hunting and angling opportunity for the public, and it's close to Billings, so this should hopefully offer another fishing access site down in that country, too. So we do stand in strong support of this. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Additional public comment.
Mr. Chairman and members of the land board, my name is Randy Knowles from Great Falls, Montana, and I'm a member of Russell Country Sportsmen's Association out of Great Falls, and I also support this increased access. I looked at it on the map, and it's a nice, clean deal, and it's good for the sportsmen.
Thanks, sir. Additional public comment. Is there a motion?
Governor, I move 470-1.
Is there a second?
Second.
Governor, I second.
We'll give it to the, just because they're piping in. Give that one to the superintendent. Questions or discussion? Commissioner.
Thank you, Governor. If I could have a couple of questions to Ms. Edge, please.
Mr. Rosendale.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming out. I've got just a few questions about the actual agricultural ground that's contained within this site so that I can get my head around what's going to be going on. I've read the report, and it says that the intention is to to continue to till the ground, but possibly to do it on a no lease arrangement with the farmer, because you're going to be leaving food plots out, and I'm very familiar with those. So what I'm trying to get at is figure out exactly how much it is. So could you tell me how much of the ground currently is tilled?
I'm going to defer to my staff. Approximately 100 acres, Commissioner.
Okay, and if I could continue.
Sure.
Okay, what kind of crops have they been growing there?
I think it's just wheat.
And it also, there was some mention of some additional food plots that they were going to put down in the river bottom. Do you know how many, how big of an area, those kinds of things?
No, I think that developing that much detail will be, now that it's approved, they'll start working on that. But typically it's about 75-25 when they do food plots, and then they try to put those food plots next to existing habitat.
Exactly. And do you know what type of crops they intend to put in the ground, even that 100 acres going forward?
No, sir.
And is that flood irrigated, or is that a pivot or a gated pipe? Do you know?
This is flood irrigated currently.
And the last thing I would ask is, because it is going to be close to, well, it is, not going to be, it's close to Billings in Yellowstone County there, how do you manage the actual traffic flow from the public into the site to make sure that it doesn't get too much use, but yet as many people as possible are able to enjoy it?
For the wildlife management areas that we have now, it's pretty self-regulating. I mean, it's just like any hunting area. It's kind of self-regulating. If there's too many people there, they just, you know, they turn around and go away. But at this point, that has not been reached. And with an addition 425 acres, I see this as not an issue. But could it, in the future, then our local staff would come in with some sort of access management system?
And
not had to do that yet, Commissioner.
Okay, so is there parking for the folks that come in there and actually hunt and use the property?
This new acquisition, they would blade the road. My understanding is it's pretty rutted right now because of the traffic early in the season, and they are planning on building a parking area, yes.
Thank you.
Any additional questions or comments?
Governor, I have a question for Darlene. Regarding the funding, can you explain So the authorization for the funding through Habitat Montana came from the 2013 session, and then in 2015 the legislature said you couldn't use those appropriations for this. My question is, do you have that pocket of money that's still set aside for that, and it's not going to go against what the legislature was trying to accomplish?
No, the remainder of the 2013 budget was not restricted by the 2015 restrictions. The 2015 money the funding that you're referring to was used, most of that was used for the DNRC land acquisition that we did a few months ago. So I don't know if that answers your question, but if there's any 2013 appropriation left, it would be applied to the next acquisition.
But Governor, or Darlene, so you do we have, my understanding is that 25% of this, so roughly $300,000 or so, we still have $300,000 or so left in the 2013 appropriation?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So additional questions or comments or discussion?
One more question. Down there
and fishing the bighorn, maybe do a little duck hunting in the fall.
So, hope everybody gets a chance to come down here and see this place. It's a pretty special area.
Great, thanks, General.
Otto
Rosenell.
Thank you. One last question. Based on Secretary of State's questioning, so that's about $375,000 for this acquisition. Do you know what balance that will leave in FWP's account for proceeds that would be expendable prior to the 2015 legislation?
Commissioner Rosendale, no, I do not know what the balance is. Generally, what happens is when we work through our projects, some of them move forward and some of them do not. And I'm sure that the reason that that balance was left in there is because one of our projects fell through for the 2013 appropriation. So, but I do not know what the balance is going to be after that.
Is it possible that someone could get that for us?
You bet.
Thank you so much.
Any additional questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Let's go to the next action item, which is we have two timber sales. Unless there's objection, we'll just take them together.
Governor Lambert, members, this is two timber sales. Item two, Blowout Creek Limited Access, is in Carter County, south of Miles City, near the community of Hammond, Montana. It's 225 acres, 450,000 board feet, generating about $13,500 for common schools. This is the second board meeting in a row that we've got a small timber project out of southeastern Montana. So it looks like the mills down there are actively trying to get some product nearby. So we recommend approval of the Blowout Creek Limited Access sale. The second one is in Ravalli County. It's Corley Gulch Timber Sale, 10 miles east of Victor, 315 acres, 1,095,000 board feet. We recommend approval of the two timber sales.
Is there any public comment on these timber sales?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Land Board, my name is Randy Knowles, and that's K-N-O-W-L-E-S from Great Falls, Montana. I had a couple of observations on these timber sales. On the Blowout Creek timber sale, that's a really good example, especially in eastern Montana. If you look at the map, we got one blue section, that's our state land, and then we have a whole bunch of yellow land around it, which is BLM. There's about four sections of BLM land that would be accessible to sportsmen if we had some type of reciprocal easement agreement so that the public could get into Section 16. We have the similar situation, although I am slightly confused on the Corley Gulch one because the notes indicate it's limited access, but there's a road called Burnt Fork Road that appears to have create access to the Forest Service and to the state land in that area. So I don't know if it's just a matter of limited access to make it easy for the logging trucks. But again, if we've got to get easements to do this logging, I'd really encourage the board to work very hard on getting reciprocal easements so that the public can have access, especially when there's so much other public land available. You know, there's 2 million acres of Montana land that we can't get to, and these are good examples of other Forest Service and BLM lands that we can't get to because of easements, lack of easements. So please consider that.
Thanks, Mr. Knowles. Any additional public comment? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the DNRC recommendation on item number 417-2.
Is there a second?
A and B, right?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Give it to the Secretary. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Next action item is communitization agreements. We have three of them. Without objection, we'll take them together.
Land Board members, the three communitizations are Ardell, HSL well, Conway 119H well, and Shannon 2-351H well. Communitization is a allocation of the rights for the reserves within a spacing unit that is defined by the Board of Oil and Gas. These are based on the basically the land area that you own defines the percentages that of the of the reserves that you share. And you can see in each one of the tables the proportion of the state of Montana's share with the royalty rates alongside. We recommend approval of the three communitization agreements.
Is there public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I move approval of item 417-3, item A.
Thanks. Is there a second?
Yeah.
I'll second, Mr. Chair.
Have we had communitization agreements with this new land board?
Governor, this is the first time the communitization agreements came up, and we do have Monty.
Might be. Monty, would you mind explain a little bit how this all works?
Good morning, Governor, members of the land board, Monty Mason, Minerals Management Bureau Chief. As the director said, these are spacing units that are on each map that you have. They're outlined in red, and the blue square or blue polygons would be the state mineral acreage ownership, and the tract participation factor would be the portion of state land that comprises the total spacing area. The oil and gas is pooled within the spacing unit and produced from a common well or wells, and the various mineral owners share in that, as opposed to having individual wells having to be drilled on each tract with the separate ownerships. And it's done on an acreage basis for conventional spacing units. So you see in the first one, the Ardell well, state has 640 acres out of the 2,560 acre spacing unit, so the tract factor is 25%. So 25% of the production from the well is allocated to that state tract. And then we have a 13% royalty rate on that 25% share that we get, which in this case leaves us with a landowner royalty interest of 3.25%. So out of every barrel that's produced from the well, we get the gross value of 3.25% of that.
Thank you, Monty. Are there any questions or discussion from members of the land board?
Mr. Governor.
My intent had been to take them all together. Monty had just explained the first one. If there's concern or exception, we can separate them.
No, I think for a fixed fee, let's just go ahead and take them together. That would just mean we wouldn't have to just amend that motion.
I think the motion was actually, Monty discussed just the first one, but the motion was, I said, without exception, we'll take all three together. I think that was the motion.
Yep.
Any other questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, my understanding is basically you can also just use the reference of pooling instead of communitization.
Pooling, yeah. I would defer to Monty if there's a technical difference. And
why don't you hop up to the microphone just so all of the world that is gathered hanging on the words
hanging
that happen here might hear.
They are referred to sometimes as pooling agreements, but the formal name of the agreement that you sign is called a communitization agreement. They mean the same thing.
Anything else?
So much.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Next action item, 417-4, has been postponed. We'll go to 417-5.
Item 5 is a sale of cabin home sites, final approval for sale. These two cabin sites are on the Seeley Lake Outlet. The land board granted preliminary approval in January, where we set the minimum bids. The cabin sites were sold at public auctions March 21st. This is the final approval for these two lots.
there any public comment on the final approval for sale of sales 818 and 820? Any public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I move that we take the recommendation of DNRC to give final approval to item 417-5, sales 818 and 820 of cabin leases.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
One question.
Sure.
I did see some reference to an upgrade of an appraised value because of a bathroom being constructed in one of these properties. I forget which one it was. And I just wanted to clarify, do these properties have functioning septic systems?
Governor, Commissioner, yes, these properties do have grandfathered in septics.
Okay.
It is an issue in that area. Because of the proximity to the waterway, you could not, if the property did not have an existing septic tank, a septic tank would not be allowed to be installed. So you will see appraisals of land where the current property does not have a septic, and the value of that would be substantially lower than the value of an appraised lot where a septic system exists, because you can make an improvement.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Next action item is easements. Without objection, we'll take them together.
Land Board members, this is item 6, easements. You can see that it's a number of pretty standard easement requests, historic private road access for two, some new telecommunications, buried utilities, and a natural gas pipeline. We recommend approval.
Any public comment on the easements?
Mr. Chairman and members of the Land Board, my name is Randy Knowles from Great Falls, Montana, K-N-O-W-L-E-S. A couple of comments on the private party easements. One, I think we dealt with last year. However, yellow mark on the map here is the property in question, and you'll notice that it borders the Forest Service there, and I think that's a good topic of conversation anyhow for a reciprocal easement so that we could get a parking lot on the Forest Service land to increase the diversity for the sportsmen in that area. And then on the other property, the Omni property, the yellow is the property in question, but you'll notice that it attaches to, in a couple of spots, some state land. And again, that's, I think, ripe for some reciprocal easements. Again, I would comment that when you look this private property up on the cadastral map, it does not match the description of ownership that is in the minutes today. And it wasn't too difficult to figure out, but it can be, depending on the creativity of the private property owner. So, again, I would ask that if the true owner is going to be something other than an individual, that those names be reflected so that we make sure we're looking at the right properties when we're doing our research. Those conclude my comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Mr. Knowles. Any additional public comment? Is there a motion?
Governor, I move that we approve the easements as presented by DNRC, item number 417-6.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Now's the time in our agenda for public comment for items that were not otherwise on the agenda. Is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman, and members of the board. Again, my name's Randy Knowles. A couple of comments. One is I keep looking for the reciprocal easement between BLM and DNRC for the Salmon Road. So I hope they are working on that. One observation I've had from hunting this fall is if there's not a fence, it's pretty hard for DNRC to enforce their grazing contracts because you put the cows out on the private land, no fence, they wander over on DNRC land, and I saw animals on DNRC land as late as January, February. So might want to charge a little more rent for those properties in that case. We've had a lot of talk about tourism, but tourists don't want to shoot does or fawns or cows or calves. So that's why I harp about access to public land, because it's up to us that live here 12 months a year to take care of that issue. I can let you know from the sportsman groups I belong to that we're not going to allow helicopters to harvest animals. We're not going to allow DNRC to go out and harvest animals. It's unless there's been every effort made for the public to have an opportunity to enjoy that sport. And then my last comment is I got my Northwest Energy bill, and there's $11.37 of taxes on my bill, which is about 15% of my bill. And I thought, oh, well, so I'm really paying for all the easements that Northwestern Energy has to pay for as they trot across state land. So, commissioners, as you look at the, if you go back and look at the easements that you just approved, you will see that corporations pay a much higher rate than individuals for these easements. And so that sounds great and wonderful, except it's not the stockholders of Northwestern Energy that are giving up some of their profits for those easements. It's the taxpayers. And so I quick looked on my gas bill because I have a separate gas company, and they just listed their expenses, so they didn't break out their taxes for me. So, but I assume it's probably an equal percentage. So it's just interesting that the public is paying for a lot of easements that they can't use. And still we're losing out access to the public land. Thank you.
Any additional public comment?
Governor, members of the board, this is Colleen Coyle. My last name is spelled C-O-Y-L-E. I'm an attorney in Bozeman. I represent the Willow Creek Water Users Association. We had a discussion at the last meeting regarding the transfer of the Harrison Lake project to the Willow Creek Water Users Association, and I'll just give you a quick update on the status of that. At the time we were discussing resolving the last two remaining issues, some quick claim deed language, and the boundary line, which needs to be surveyed. We've secured a surveyor. We've been in discussions regarding scheduling to complete that survey. The agencies have informed us that they'll be sending us a letter with a formal statement of their position. We had hoped to receive that by the end of last week and hope to receive that soon. The agencies have indicated through Jennifer Anders, who has kindly offered to assist us in these discussions, that this is not a delay tactic, and we take that at its word. We're hopeful to be able to have this matter resolved and have an action item for you within the next 2 months. Thank you.
Any additional public comment?
Governor, I would just introduce Renee Kelly. She probably didn't know she was going to get introduced here today. For the first time in the history of the Trust Lands Division, we have an administrative support position now tied to the administrator's office, and she will be taking on some of the burdens for the land board, and she'll be the primary contact for staff. So Renee's not new to the land board. She was my executive assistant about 3 years ago and has come back to the DNRC now.
Welcome aboard, Renee. Any additional public comment? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
opposed? Meeting's adjourned. See you next month.
Happy day out for everyone.